Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be, featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Yo, 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 baby, what's up? Back in the thing.
Okay, it sounds like a fly. You know, like when a fly buzzing past you. Welcome to another episode of Shenanigans.
What's wrong with y'all?
Our last full episode before the new year.
Jenny said, let me let y'all know right now.
It's like a bittersweet moment
before 2022.
It is.
How many episodes we had this year? We didn't do too bad.
When we got back in strong.
We got back in strong.
But we were pretty strong, like even from the beginning of the year.
We took like a 3 month break. We took a summer vacation.
We took quite the vacation.
We took from like April to September.
We took a two-season break.
That was this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I remember recording in the summertime.
No, ma'am.
Nah.
We did not.
I mean, it was warm out.
But it was like
August to September.
We didn't record.
Okay. Yeah. It was August for September.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Sounds about right.
She's going to check the fucking episodes.
Doesn't sound right to me.
That's what else we need.
I mean, I guess y'all right.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't feel like it was this year.
That was this year.
We took seasons off.
Well, look, check this out. Here's the thing. We still got to figure out. This show can't be a year-round show. That's what else we got to talk about.
Oh, no, absolutely
We
got to
write that down.
You said it can't be a year-round show?
No. But I think that sometimes, you know, because we take breaks, we come back at different times. And so then it feels like
a year-round show.
And it's not supposed to be. So we got to figure out what months. We're going to be with y'all. And what months we're not. Because we need a vacation too. Because we got other things that we have to focus on.
Amen.
So yeah. We'll figure that out.
We will.
But for now, we're here.
We are here with the last full episode of Shenanigans for 2021.
Because next time it's a mini.
We love them minis.
I cannot.
Okay, so... Jenny said it ain't gonna be long. Don't be expecting much because she needs.
She got things to do.
She has an agenda.
She has an appointment. It's on her planner.
She has an appointment with y'all. She has an appointment.
And I can't be late, goddammit.
Oh, she can't be late. Listen. So all y'all Yenny fans, listen. Exactly. Because y'all Yenny fans, I wish y'all could have heard her cussing us out 5 minutes ago.
I can't.
Getting all sassy and shit.
Look, she got to eat and get ate. That's it.
Do you hear me?
That's on the agenda.
I wish that was on my agenda.
I wish it was on my agenda, too.
I've been neglected.
Same sis.
It's about to be the first all over again. And I'm just like, damn.
Boy. Guess my last little rendezvous was my last little rendezvous.
My last rendezvous.
I think that's it.
I be rendezvousing with myself.
Listen, I have regular appointments as well.
I know my neighbor's so tired of me. They like if she don't cut that thing off.
Somebody over there cutting
that
hair.
That bitch ain't ran out of batteries yet. Damn. No, it's rechargeable.
We only do rechargeables over here.
I ain't got time to be looking for no batteries.
No batteries.
Oh shit! I'm so glad my mama don't listen to this show.
If mine do, oh well. She might, because one day she made a comment that said, "Don't you like girls?" And I said, "Huh?
Who said that?
Huh?"
shit.
So me and Aisha was about to have a great debate, but I had to press record.
Oh.
Because she said, for our insecure fans, mm-hmm. that Nathan bores her.
He bores the shit out of me.
Girl, I love him.
Honestly, all them men boring as hell.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I asked you about Lawrence and you did not say the same thing. And I am team anti-Lawrence.
I mean, I'm not anti-Lawrence. I am. At least he had a nice date planned for her when he came back. He keeps it interesting with the drama.
Right now.
Boring. He makes me sleepy.
He's not sleepy. He had a baby mama situation going on. There ain't nothing but boring about that. Him and Condola.
They make me sleepy.
They keep the shit interesting.
He make me sleepy. I mean, sure, his sex scenes look great. Okay, whatever.
His sex scenes is better than Nathan's. Did you see the one yesterday?
No, I will watch it, though.
Oh.
I still love him.
I was like, what is going on? Why is this making me uncomfortable?
I still love him.
I'm not horny. I'm uncomfortable.
I love him. Well, shit.
Mm-mm. If she really want to know, I think she should be with the dude that called her a sellout.
Girl, cause baby,
first of all, he's dark Mr. chocolate and fine.
Mr. Coffee finding a bitch.
Coffee is fine. Yes, and, you know, I have to have men with edge.
Absolutely. Mm.
You
That's
know,
true.
You can't be Absolutely. Too... straight and narrow, but then I gotta deal with all the baggage of the edge. Like, the edge be having unresolved trauma. They don't
on the edge.
They don't they talk like the they edge. Got common sense. They be on the edge. They be tripping, and it's like, damn, I just couldn't be with a regular smuggler motherfucker.
Oh, that's boring.
Ooh,
that's boring.
Mm-mm, I can't
do that.
She needs to get with his ass.
She needs to be by herself. Where the new niggas at?
Where the new ones at? I don't know that they've been.
I share this opportunity with you all. So when I get to the episode, I'll be able to. That's who they was talking about. I don't know the new people. I know.
She still ain't watched the fucking show, y'all. You're so stressful.
But by the mini, I'll be able to.
You said that last month.
But I just sent the.
But you just said that last
but
month.
I got it planned. I got it under control.
Do you?
I do.
But do you?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to move on to the icebreaker because I can't. Okay, this week's icebreaker is name a music artist whose music you just can't get into. Somebody who may be popular, but you're just not feeling it.
I'm just afraid to say this person because I'm just afraid. So I'm going to let y'all go first. I'm just afraid to say who this person is.
Oh, I already know. Wait, no, I don't. I know I don't. I don't know who you're going to say. I don't know. I have a friend who would say SZA. She listens. She cannot get into SZA, and it really pisses me off. Really
Why?
Chaps my ass. I don't know. I guess SZA make her sleepy.
I like SZA.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say The Weeknd. I cannot.
Really, you can't get to The Weeknd?
No,
I like The Weeknd.
He makes me sleepy. Really? I think I'm too sober to enjoy The Weeknd. Like if I did a bump or something, you know.
The Weeknd.
I don't do no bump to listen to The Weeknd.
I know where I'm like, I don't either. The Weeknd.
I don't be
music,
high.
Like,
I be sober.
He makes me want to do not him as a person, but his music just makes me want to freak on somebody.
She definitely is. He definitely has some songs that's like, what man that? But you know, they not. So he definitely got some of those. But other than that, I'm just like, this is a nice little groove. That's a little different than the other stuff that I listen to.
I'm not into Starboy. I'm not into Abel. Is that his name, Abel? I think it is.
I'm not dealing with you.
Not into Abel.
I'm not dealing
first
with
name,
you.
I had no idea that was his name. Abel.
With you? That's his name?
Yeah, Abel. I'm pretty sure.
Like Cain and Abel?
Yeah. Yeah, wait, let me look it up. Let me fact check, but I'm pretty sure his name is Abel.
That's very interesting.
I can't get into him.
I couldn't imagine calling him that. I would call him
Abel.
Weeknd in real life.
Nope.
No.
Nope, it's Abel.
Abel what?
Oh, I can't pronounce the rest of it. Don't worry.
Let me see. What the world?
Abel McConan Tesfaye?
Okay.
Tesfaye?
Is that all one word?
No,
it's not.
Conan, is the middle.
Is the middle
and
name?
Test Faye is the last.
Test Faye.
Interesting. You know, oh, and that's right, he's Canadian. Listen, he was born to be a little different.
You know, I can respect that.
While we talk about, you know, name your kids.
Oh, Abel.
I don't know how they come out.
Abel.
That's interesting.
Or they was like, he's able. Able to do what?
I was able to spell it.
Able to do a lot of things.
I was able to spell it that way.
Right.
Shoot. You know who I can't stand? Ooh, I feel like I've said this before, so I couldn't think of nobody else. He's the first person that comes to my mind. Meek Mill.
He's so loud.
He's
so loud.
Like,
I like Meek.
Loud.
I don't dislike Meek.
Whoa.
He real loud.
You know, I like Jay-Z and yes. J. Cole.
Yeah. Oh, no, he make me sleepy.
J. Cole?
Girl. Oh, my God. Oh, shut Lord. Up. I just be like, slow down. I can't even get what you saying. And everybody think they a rapper, and everybody think they hard, and he think he hard.
I like him.
This is loud.
I like him.
It's the only song I know, and it's too loud for me.
What? Mm. Fuck him. If I don't like it, I don't love it.
Basically. Oh my God.
He's real loud on that song. Like, and Gotti is not. And so it's a lot.
Oh, it's a lot. It's too much.
Well, I'm just like, okay, me.
Me too. I'll be out.
Jenny over there jamming.
I'm with Jenny.
Mm-mm.
I can get with me.
Skip, please.
Okay.
So I have never, and I don't think I would ever be able to get into Jay-Z's music.
I just don't. I'm sorry. It's his voice. I can't. I'm sorry.
Can we move on to the hot topic now?
It's his voice.
Can we move on to the hot topic now?
No. What's wrong with Jay-Z's voice?
It makes me sleepy.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
I feel like I don't listen to enough of his music to know if it's different, but I don't like that kind of music that's like slow rap. Like, it's like a slow, sad song, but you rapping.
But you like Drake?
Yeah.
I would put them, not in the same category, but...
Because Drake...
They have some songs that are in similar genres.
I would say there's some... Atmospheres. I feel like he's okay on other people's, like, with other people sing, rapping or singing, but him by himself, like, I don't think I've ever really listened to a Jay-Z song by himself.
Oh, this is the most disrespectful thing I've
I'm
ever
sorry,
heard.
I'm sorry. That's why I didn't want
to
say it.
He's like the first rapper I've ever listened to my young child's memory. Like, that's the first one I was like, what's this? Mm-hmm. I like this. Like, the first one.
Oh, my gosh. I love Jay-Z.
It's a Hard Knock Life? That was my first song I remember listening to his. And I was so fucking salty that them little girls were sitting on the stoop. And I was like, why couldn't sit on the stoop? My brother was like, are you jealous? Yes. Why can't I sit on the stoop? I want to be in music videos. This was my young child's aspiration, was to be a video girl.
I don't like the way you're looking at me.
I am disgusted.
I'm sorry.
I did not know you were going to say Jay-Z.
Jay-Z of all people?
Of all the people. And his birthday about to come up. But of all the people?
Jay-Z. I'm being very vulnerable right now. Yes.
I hope your fans stick beside you.
I hope they do too, because
it's like, I'm gonna stick beside them. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm.
Wow, I just want to end the podcast.
I can't remember the last Jay-Z song that I've listened to without him with other people. Maybe like in the 90s.
Jenny, when were you born?
I was born in 92.
Like in the 90s.
In the 90s.
Like early, like late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah, so we can move on.
I'm about to send her Jay-Z song.
She had Jay-Z, so then that was Jay-Z with the jersey.
How about,
with the jerseys.
Send me a Jay-Z song that you really like.
That's not slow.
Just one?
I can sing you a couple.
Okay, yeah, just send me like one of your favorites.
Even the American Gangsta soundtrack.
I'ma flood your phone with Jay-Z songs.
That's my
just
shit.
One.
No. You don't get just one.
You're going to get a couple. Because I want you to know it wasn't
Make
just
me
one
a
song.
Believer. Now, that's a prime example.
Oh my God.
A prime example of the shit that we have to deal with.
With Jenny.
I'm sorry. It's
she hasn't watched Insecure. She doesn't like Jay-Z.
Didn't know what Ivy Park was.
Just the stress.
You know what? Are we on my segment now?
Do you know Instagram and Facebook is owned under a new name? It's not called Facebook no more?
I did not know that. I didn't know that. What is it called?
Meta. So when you open up your Instagram, it says by Meta.
I don't think I paid attention to that. Facebook says that too?
Yeah. Oh.
When I open Facebook, it just shows my feed.
You open Facebook?
Don't make me spit this out.
You open Facebook?
I do. From time to time.
Jenny, what's in this bottle? Because it ain't Gatorade.
You said what's in this bottle?
Yes.
It's just Gatorade.
Okay. Well, Jenny apparently has a hot topic.
Do I?
I don't know. Somebody that's not
She'll never look like that.
So why you do that every time?
Do what?
Every time.
Somebody who's not me has the hot topic.
It's not every time. It's just, yeah.
No. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Nothing.
What's wrong with me? Why you being funny with me? Why you acting different with me? What's the... You don't know that, Yenny.
I do. What?
It's okay. You know,
sister,
you don't know it.
I do. Are y'all being funny right now? Or you know what? Y'all be acting like I'm fucking ancient. That's what y'all be acting like.
You be acting
we
like.
Act like
don't
you.
Be, I don't be acting like her. Jay-Z song without him since the 90s.
Because I choose not to listen to him. Oh. I mean, I know that he has music by himself.
No,
like
that
really,
made you
but
sound elderly.
I'm just saying, like I would listen, like I said, the 90s because I had no choice to listen to him if I was with people because I was a child. Now that I'm an adult, I can choose who I listen to, and I choose not to listen to him.
You are so disrespectful.
Listen, I'm just being honest, okay?
And it's the week of his birthday, and you acting like this?
Terrible.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Terrible. I'm sorry. Mm.
So this week, we are talking about...
I can't make a drum roll right now.
You can't roll your tongue?
I had already tried. Nothing came out the first time.
Not you.
Like, what is on your quivering? We talking about gaslighting.
Oh, shoot. Oh,
you know,
shoot.
Gaslighting.
Y'all gonna get me murked for this.
No, we're not.
I just want to put a disclaimer out that this hot topic was not my idea.
Not at all.
And scene. Because, damn. Y'all want me to be single for real.
Join the club, sis.
Oh, shit.
Don't join the club. Somebody's got to make it out the ghetto.
Oh.
I cannot.
Oh.
So when it comes to gaslighting, guys, I mean, we know what gaslighting
No, we
is.
Don't.
Tell us what it is.
Tell us what it is.
So gaslighting is when...
What? This voice.
You went from adjusting that to whispering. Oh, God.
I'm not whispering.
No.
Is it not right now? Okay. But you just said gaslighting.
That was my, you know, I'm trying to educate the people.
Okay.
Voice.
All right.
Okay. No, I'm just playing. But so gaslighting is when, like, you know, somebody basically tries to, I mean, basically manipulate somebody when it comes to, like, if somebody is, like saying something and the person is basically trying to make it seem like what they're saying is not true, or they're trying to like manipulate their reality of the situation. Mm-hmm. And I mean, in other words, in my opinion, make the person seem like they're crazy or that they don't know what they're talking about, or mm-hmm. turn it around on them as if they're not, like, you know, the person that's causing whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, now that we know what it is.
Manipulation.
Yeah.
Deflection.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Projection.
Yes.
All
those Denial. Yeah. Ooh, great words.
Yeah. Yes. To basically take the attention away from their wrongdoing and mm-hmm. not to take ownership mm-hmm. for whatever it is that, you know, is being discussed or said. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So without having to get too into detail, like when it comes to gaslighting, like what has that been like for y'all? Like, have y'all experienced it? If so, like, kind of like, can you talk about like in what capacity or what, you know, like I said, without having to go into specific detail, like what was it like for you?
Have you ever dated a man?
Uh-huh.
That's all it is. It's full of gaslighting.
Goodness gracious.
Full of it.
Jeez.
It is.
Yeah.
So not all the time. Let me stop playing. But definitely in the dating room. I feel like that's where it comes up
mm-hmm.
the most. Because you tell men how you feel. Mm-hmm. And then they don't have the emotional intelligence to respond properly to it.
Oh.
So then they get defensive
right.
about what you're saying to them. So then they try to downplay your feelings.
Or what's happening.
Yeah, mm-hmm. try to twist it around or make you seem like you're crazy.
Right.
At that. Instead of taking accountability and responsibility for what it is that has happened. Whatever you're trying to bring up to them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like when I like first experienced like, you know, somebody doing that to me, obviously, I mean, I didn't know what it was, but I think one of the biggest things that I absolutely hate when somebody is gaslighting me is when they say, oh, well, I mean, but I wouldn't respond that way, or, you know, or I wouldn't do that. And it's like, but you're not me. And so I feel like that's one thing that is just like a trigger for me is when somebody says that, like, okay, but we're different people, and it's like they use it as an excuse. Like, well, I wouldn't respond that way if, you know, if so I was in that shouldn't. Position.
Yeah,
you not me.
Yeah,
you
I just feel like that's just like so insensitive.
It is. You know what else I see it too with our parents' generation.
Yes,
that generation, they cannot. They do not do well with you telling them about themselves.
Hell no,
they cannot accountability.
Apologies? Where?
Yeah, you ain't gonna hear no apology from him. Mm-hmm. Very rarely.
And be like, oh, okay. You all right, right? You alive. You alive. Right.
But did you die?
Move around.
But it's like, I mean, I wonder, like, with, like, you know, our parents' generation, like, well, or even gaslighting in general, like, why? Like, where did that, I'm just curious, like, where do y'all think that kind of stemmed from? Or, like, you know, why do you think that, for example, like parents and stuff like that, like people from like, you know, like old school days that can't really take ownership for, you know, things in the past?
I think that just really comes from unhealed people. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. so much of how we respond to other people has so much to do with our experiences, mm-hmm. how we've processed them, what we still hold on to. And you know, if we aren't dealing with things in a way that makes us better, mm-hmm. then we're just going to be reacting and deflecting and projecting and pushing off or in denial, you know, with a lot of different scenarios when we feel confronted with, oh, you really see me?
Mm-hmm.
You really saw that I did that? You really saw that I said that to you? Or, oh, that really hurt? You know, people don't deal well with you confronting them on that, because now they have to have accountability for whatever that was, mm-hmm. and they may not be used to doing that in general.
Yeah, I feel like
so much parenting from like our parents' generation up was off of survival. Mm-hmm. And that they really, it was just like, oh, let me take care of my kids. Let me do what I need to do financially.
Right.
To take care of our kids. And I feel like our generation is really the first one that is really tapping into like the emotional part. Yeah. Aspect mm-hmm. of parenting.
Yeah.
And so we are realizing so many fucked up things that happened, you know, emotionally to us or even to our parents.
Yeah.
You know, we can trace it back. Mm-hmm. But our parents don't have the tools to do that. Because, you know, yeah. To yeah. them, you go to therapy if you're crazy. And for us, mm-hmm. we're trying to make it a regular routine. So
right, right.
I feel like that has a lot to do
with
it.
Just a stigma associated yeah. with, yeah.
Things
yeah.
we do for have. Maintenance. Mm-hmm. They didn't have those tools. No. Like, mm-hmm. they didn't, or the resources.
Exactly, exactly.
You know? And so, it's not that it was, you know, all on them and stuff like that, but it's just, we're just in different spaces. And so, mm-hmm. sometimes those worlds can collide or... You know, when you're met with somebody who may be in our generation that's really rooted in those same thoughts and philosophy or whatever as our parents, then it's hard for them to move out of that too, although the resources are there because their mindset is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you know how hard it is to accept accountability for when you've done something wrong? That takes a lot of vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so our parents and... their eyes, they ain't never wrong.
I was just about to say, it takes a lot to say, you know what? I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I can, I feel like I can most of the time mm-hmm. easily say that. Mm-hmm. But for some people, it's like, I rather jump off a cliff. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm not saying that because I wasn't wrong because that's how I felt or that's what I said. So
I think oftentimes people, like when it comes to like taking ownership or to admitting where they went wrong, they feel like, okay, if I admit this, it means like I'm a bad person. I feel like they look at it like, okay, well, either I'm wrong or I'm right, and if I'm wrong, then I'm a bad person or somebody, or I failed at whatever it is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I don't think that they want to be in that category.
What I challenged somebody on, who in my opinion was gaslighting me recently, mm-hmm. was because they use phrases like, well, I didn't do anything wrong, but I know I wasn't wrong. Okay, but how are you right?
Yeah.
And I tried to challenge them of, let's move out of that space, because I'm not saying I'm right either. You know, I'm not, this isn't a me against you, you're right and I'm wrong type of thing. It's a, okay, this should be a learning experience. Mm-hmm. Like, I shared this. How do you receive that? How can we do this differently in the future? Okay, now let's move on. But that, I think sometimes when people don't acknowledge that mm-hmm. for what it is, you can't ever get to that space. You're just going to be caught in this conflict of proving something, because that's the ego in gaslighting. Mm-hmm. It's like, I got to prove to you, no, that you right. tripping mm-hmm. or that, oh no, I'm for real, I'm right.
Mm. I just think before I knew it was gaslighting, how like it just wrecked my brain that mm-hmm. somebody was really trying to downplay what it was that I was feeling or try not to take any ownership mm-hmm. of it. And it just drives you crazy.
It really does.
It drives you crazy.
You start to question like, wait, am I tripping?
Am I tripping? Like, or should I get like, over this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it really makes you feel like you can't acknowledge your own feelings, and it's something that you just kind of have to bypass because this person doesn't seem... they don't view it as like an issue. So why am I, you know, making it an issue if they don't think it's an issue?
Mm-hmm. Which is messed up. Have you responded to gaslighting before?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, let me see. I feel like, I'm not going to say all situations kind of just end it, but I think like over time it just got to a point where I'm like, okay, well, this person and I were never going to be on the same page, because the things that you're gaslighting me on, it's like, okay, these are like things that are really important to me.
Yeah.
So I know that you're just somebody that I can't move forward with.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it took me, I mean, in the past a while for me to really realize that, to even realize what they were actually doing. Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna take a deep breath, because I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure, to Jenny's point, it just ended in the past. I think what I'm kind of struggling with right now is you know, besides Jenny dropping fucking Gatorade tops.
My bad.
Is, you know, how I think I just find myself being like, well, why can't you get this?
Yes.
Like, out of all the things that you get, especially if it's somebody like that you're close with, mm-hmm. and you've been vulnerable with, mm-hmm. on other things, it's like, you can get everything else. Like, why can't you get this? And I get stuck on, like, is this like a sign, mm-hmm. you know, or is this like something that you can grow through? And, you know, not knowing how to navigate which or the other, because whichever way that is whether I walk away from it or not. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's tough. Just because I feel like sometimes, like, to your point, like, why can't you just get it? Like, it makes me question, like, do you get it and you just don't want to take ownership that you're wrong? Yeah. And you're just going to continue to, mm-hmm. be stubborn and to, you know, not acknowledge it. And then at that point, it's like, seriously, like, put yourself aside. And so it's like, if you can't put yourself aside enough to see what I'm saying or, like, my viewpoint, then, like you said, I mean, is it something that can be worked through, or are you just how you're going to be? And right. I just have to either take it or leave it.
Yeah.
What about you? How have you dealt with it, Tyra?
Fighting. No, I'm just kidding. It depends, because sometimes it could be in the midst of an argument. So, you know, I'm already heated. So I'm going to say back what I feel like I need to say back. Not necessarily below the belt, but mm-hmm. I can be very, you know, articulate in my argument. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes it is like, okay, I got to shut this conversation down because I see where it's going. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm talking to a brick wall.
Right.
You're not going to understand me. And then sometimes I just don't feel like doing the work to explain it to you in a way that you're going to understand. Because I feel like I'm being clear, you know, especially when you're direct.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm not coming to you in a attacking, you know, tone. I'm just having a conversation with you. But your natural response is to get defensive.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do anything with that. And that's hard because you don't want to feel like you can't go to somebody that you love or somebody that you trust with information. Or if I got to walk on tiptoes to tell you how I feel, it should not be like that. Or I shouldn't have to hold it in just because you manipulate me. But mm-hmm. a lot of times I'll just flat out tell them, okay, you are trying to manipulate me. And I just can't keep having this conversation. Because then, of course, they get defensive. Once you say, once you throw out the manipulate word, mm-hmm. Things get different.
Real different.
I threw out the gaslight word and it was all hell. It was all hell blazing because they didn't know what gaslighting was.
Uh-huh.
And when it looked it up, and so then it was the worst definition possible.
Of course.
And I was trying to explain. I'm like, no, like I said, I was going to send you an article because I wanted to find something that was more appropriate. Because there are levels to gaslighting.
There is.
There are very, like, abusive ends of gaslighting. Mm-hmm. And then there are very subtle ends of gaslighting that is just what we're talking about of you can't own your actions and behaviors. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you are in denial about different things. You want to be proven that you're right all the time. Like, those are like the subtle things.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, and more so on a consistent basis. This isn't like you did this one time. Mm-hmm. This is like a lot of the times. And so trying to explain that, it was like, oh, why did I even try to
because then you tell them you manipulate me and then they become the victim. And it's like, yes. It's not about you right now.
Right.
Yeah, it's not about you.
Right.
This is not about you. Oh, a specific person can't come.
I understand.
And it's just very hard to talk to somebody that is like that.
Yeah.
It's hard. That's why I just want to punch you in your trachea. Because why you acting like this? Sometimes violence is the answer.
Sometimes. You know, just don't go to jail or have your bail money ready. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll give somebody my car. I just got to tussle with somebody one time.
Oh, my God. The tussle.
One time. Just tussle one time. That's it. They won't ever gaslight me again.
Mm.
But yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
At least that's what you would hope. But I think that some people are just like that. And it's so frustrating because I think that my issue with people that gaslight regularly is they show you all these different sides.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then they show that side very prominently,
mm-hmm.
very you know, unique times where it's like, I don't know if this is you or if this is like stress you or if this is like whatever you, because this isn't the you I get all the time. So now I'm confused. And so it leaves you in this confused space of,
is it
but
your defense mechanism?
Yeah.
Or like, is it just like the environment or like you said, time?
Yeah. Because I was having a completely different experience with this same person for however long. And then all of a sudden, snap, it's like this and it's bad and it doesn't feel good. So how do you navigate between, okay, are you showing me who you really are? Or is this you sometimes? Or is this just a stress response of some sort, a trauma response of some sort? And it's really hard to kind of sift through.
That's scary because you really feel like you know a person.
Yeah.
And then something like that happens. But I feel like at this big age, I feel like that is something that I cannot deal with. If that is your, like, yes, things happen. We aren't going to be our best emotionally mature selves all the time. In every situation. We're not going to be like that. But yeah.
If you can at least try to see what I'm saying or from my perspective, then it's no, because it's like, just think about other situations that are just as important to me. It's like, am I always going to feel like I'm not being listened to, or am I always going to feel like I have to be small for you? And I'm not about to do that.
Especially if I've mastered coming to you in a respectful way. What else can I do if that's your response to, you know, when I try to express myself? There's nothing else that you can give me then, because I'm never going to feel comfortable telling you how I feel. Like, yeah, if we just, you know, arguing or whatever, that's different. But if I'm telling you in the same tone that I'm talking right now that you are, you've been doing this, these are the examples, and this is how it's hurting me, and your response is to get defensive, I cannot do anything with that. Have you ever heard of the term breadcrumbing? Okay, let me tell y'all this term. I think it's another,
I feel like I've heard of it, but I don't know if I'm like, I don't know if it's the same like meaning that you're about to tell me.
This definition says it's the act of sending out flirtatious but non-committal social signals in order to lure a romantic partner in without expending much effort.
Oh, okay. Yeah, words, that's exactly what I said.
Going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And just giving a little break. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Know that very well.
Jenny. Yes. Yeah.
Same, sis.
Yeah.
Same.
And I feel like that's just,
it's, I think it's manipulative too.
I feel like it's just, I feel like it's just as worse, because I feel like
homeboy that hit me with good luck. I was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is he talking to?
Because I feel like, I mean, gaslighting is bad, but I feel like at least with gaslighting, I feel like it's more of a, it can be kind of like a defense thing and maybe somebody feeling attacked. But with breadcrumbing, it's like you're intentionally trying to keep somebody into space. And so you're, you know what to
what
do.
What to say.
And you know.
I'm going to give you a little bit.
Yeah, that's just messed up. That's even, I'm not going to say it's worse than gaslighting, but sometimes I feel like with gaslighting, people aren't aware that they're doing it, or even know what that means. But with breadcrumbing, I feel like, okay, you know what you're doing.
I'm about to start asking, are we building or bullshitting? What we doing?
Listen.
What we doing?
No, but for real. No, for real.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
You gonna barbecue or mildew, baby? Like, I cannot anymore. I cannot do it.
Barbecue. Let's just sit in that for a second.
What are we doing?
No, seriously.
Like, okay, flirting is cool or whatever, but like, okay, we're at the point where we are texting, sending the, like, I'm going to want to see you. That's me.
Right.
Like, okay, you're texting me. I'm going to want to see you because I'm a quality time type of girl. You just keep, I'm going to move on. Like, it don't take long for me to be like, oh, ain't nothing going on here. Okay. Because if I feel like if you like me, you will want to spend time with me.
Right.
What you keep sending me? Y'all, there was somebody at the beginning of this year who would send me nudes all the time. It would just go back and forth. It was kind of fun. I was more creative with it. But I'm like, okay, but now I want to fuck.
Oh, my God.
We never had sex. And I'm like, I don't understand what's, y'all, we never had sex. I don't understand what's happening. We never had sex. But we, I mean, we were going heavy for like a month. It was
It was so fun. Oh, but like,
I have to tell y'all that off air. Never mind.
But what is we doing? No. What are we doing?
I literally was writing about that in my journal the other day because I'm not like, especially after being divorced, I'm not like super gung-ho on, oh, I got to get the next one because I'm about to be such and so. You know, I'm absolutely not. I'm not like that. Although my uterus would say otherwise with the way that she acts. Y'all have heard about my uterine issues. So, but other than that, I'm like, I'm fine.
Right, right.
But, you know, I have been in this situationship for over 2 years. So I'm like, it's either going where we're saying it's going or it's not. We're either going to do the work together or we're not. Yeah. And like, and you know, I get it. Cause good men, especially the black ones out here, are a needle in a haystack. Or if they're not a needle in a haystack, you know, they got options. They like to let you know that they got options. Mm-hmm. So you got to deal with all that. But I'm just like, I either need to move the hell on so I can get where I'm going to get to or not. Yeah. But I feel you on that.
I'm the same way. For me, I just don't want to waste my time.
Yeah.
I've done a good long run of trial and error. Mm-hmm. And yes, trial and error never stops. But when it comes to casually hanging, I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to. Like, yeah, we can go like on dates and stuff like that. But like, I don't want to. Just when my baby comes.
It's about like preserving energy. It's like you don't want to pour something.
No, I don't. Cause I don't have something. It.
So. I don't have. I don't. We just talked about this.
I don't
shit.
Have it.
I don't even be liking these dudes.
Saying, oh, I think everybody ugly. That's number
and
one.
And half of them is ugly.
I think they ugly.
That's, so that's, now I done had a lot of DM slides this week, and I didn't know that certain people could look like that.
But you know, I don't know why people have this perception that I have hoes, because I really don't.
I really don't.
Nobody call. Mm-hmm. I literally talk to no men like that. Mm-hmm. Literally in no capacity. Even like when I wasn't before I got back with my child's father, I was not really dealing with nobody. I be having these periods where I don't be talking to men. People think I just be having hoes, pregnant and all. Like, they just think that I got them. And I'm like, y'all, nobody's calling my phone. Right. Like, nobody tries to get at me. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's okay. Because I'm going to tell you no, probably. But, like, if I'm going to be involved, I'm going to think they're ugly. If I want to be involved.
Or boring.
Well, there you have it.
Oh, my God. You were going to say that. Boring?
You do be saying that they're boring. If they're not spontaneous like you, they're boring.
No, they don't always have to be.
Oh,
no.
Fuck out here. Do you know how much I know you?
Okay, but wait. You didn't even let me finish my sentence.
Because you about to lie.
No, I'm not going to lie. They don't have to be as spontaneous as me. They just have to be okay and with the shits with my spontaneity. I don't have any problem with coming up with great. I have great date ideas. I just need you to be okay with
them being as spontaneous as you also includes going on your spontaneous adventures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to come on adventures. Yeah. You got to come.
They can't be like, nah, I don't do that.
Nope.
Nah.
No.
I ain't going. That's what I'm saying. They're going to be boring.
But she's saying like, she can come up with the ideas. You just got to be willing to go. Like, you don't have to.
I count that as their spontaneity too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Because if they weren't spontaneous, they wouldn't go. They would be like, no, I'm staying at home because I don't do that. Oh, yeah. No,
we're not a match. Mm-mm. You gotta be open. But I just.
Oh, amusement parks. I'll get on the carousel.
Oh, bitch, bye. Hang it up.
I get so sick on those roller coasters.
I mean, I just took because I have money though.
I'll hold your concessions. Oh. I can't.
Okay, you're right in that department. I just want somebody to like me, and then we like each other, and just, you know, get to know each other,
right.
And it has a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Flows
there
well.
Is a purpose to our connection.
Yeah.
And if it's not, like, let's communicate that in both
people. And that's okay. Like, because we can either, we can stop this, or we can say, hey, it's not this, but it can be this. And we can figure out that space, too. I'm all about spaces.
Yes. Yeah, I,
all about spaces. Yes. I'm like, I told y'all, I had the dinner boo and the other spaces. Okay.
I have no categories. Problem with that. But if you think I'm just going with the flow, like just going.
Where we going?
Where we going?
We're not going anywhere.
Don't worry about it. You're in the passenger seat. Put your seatbelt on.
Okay, but like, where you taking me?
You'll find out when we get
there. No.
Nope. He said
that's... Do you know the destination?
He said that's his spontaneity coming out.
Okay, but do you know the destination? That's all I want to know. Do you know where this is going? Mm-mm. Do you know if I'm a like where you taking me?
You're going to like it because I'm getting out.
You got the child lock on. Pull the car over. Get out this bitch.
My gosh.
I will get out while it's rolling. Don't even worry about it.
Tumbling Shut down the up. Street.
I just don't breadcrumb me because I'm going to punch you. I'm not that violent. But like, I just can't.
I'm probably the breadcrumber.
I know that I've been a breadcrumber before, but not no more. I don't want to do no
I mean, not now. Yeah, not now.
I mean, maybe we've all experienced a little bit. But, yeah. I mean, there's, like, extreme breadcrumbers, though.
Yes, and extreme breadcrumbers.
Where
I don't
it's
have
like,
that kind of energy.
I'm, like, telling you, all right, deuces. And you, like, no, that here you go, here you go. And then, like,
keep you deuces, around a little while longer. Yeah.
That's, no. Like, no, don't. I just would rather you just to say no.
Leave me
like,
alone.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone.
Give me where you found
me. No, ain't nothing wrong with like flirting. Okay, cool, whatever. But like, I'm a Cancer. So if you flirt with me, I'm going to want to marry you the next day. So you cannot do that.
Oh, my
just
gosh.
Just don't lie. You know, don't
omit. Not even the lying part.
That's,
don't withhold
that is, that's
information.
It. That's it right there.
Don't
do that.
But yeah, I used to be the queen of, oh yeah, we can like each other, but it ain't going to go nowhere serious. Like, don't like me for real.
That's definitely you.
Don't like me for real. Okay, this is fun. But no, I'm evolving, you know. My Chinese a new daddy, so, you know.
Oh.
I'm trying to.
I'm scouting for new sperm. My doctor asks me every year, you ain't getting pregnant this year? Ma'am, I'm still looking for a dad. No, I'm not. I'm not. Mm-hmm. Not this year. Put me on that 3-year shit.
Mm-mm. This it for me. But yeah, she need new daddy. So I need daddy material. You know what I mean? Like, I have to be intentional. Because ain't nobody going to be good enough to meet her. So how I'm going to do that?
Child.
I'm going to figure that out.
I just would just leave. I would be rather be alone than to be
breadcrumbed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd rather be alone than gaslit. Don't
any
none
of that. Just that.
Tear like, I don't my that. Anxiety up it. Like some that. Gaslighting.
Mm-hmm.
That. And then how do you even navigate a relationship with somebody that you have to be connected to forever and they are a gaslighter? How do you even figure that out?
That's tough.
You don't.
Oh, you know I'm good at that.
I mean, they so, like, you let have, them come around.
Yeah, you just have that's minimum conversations. Don't. Yeah.
Oh yes, but I'm even
essentials
about, like,
only.
Parents, not even just men, but like parents.
Yeah.
All of that.
Minimum conversations.
Essentials only. Shit.
Minimum conversation.
Boundaries. Absolutely.
I'd be like,
because once you start,
I'd be like, oh. This is where my conversation is today.
Mm-hmm. Once you start.
Getting off the phone now. Yeah, that's me. And be like, oh, Aisha mad. I ain't mad. I'm just done talking to your ass about that.
There they go with the gaslighting. Like you said, I'm not mad.
Yeah. Just done.
Nope. I'm not about to do this to myself today.
Mm-mm. Right. Mm-mm. You may not know your boundaries, but I know my emotional lever of where we're at. And this is just. It's not it. It's taking me there, and I don't want to go.
I have reached my capacity.
I'm great at not responding. Oh, not doing this today. I can't. I'm gonna just record and put that in people's like a voice message, a voice memo.
I cannot.
Like with the hand up, just like this. Jenny cracks up every time.
Every time. I cannot.
Why? Girl, don't worry. You'll be hearing me say it to my baby next year.
At.
And she's going to say it back. Watch.
She definitely is.
She gonna say, ah. Then I gotta pop her hand.
Oh my God.
Pop them little thighs.
I'm so hungry. Oh. I'm over here thinking about Subway.
Okay, that means it's time to move
that
on.
That means I'm real hungry, so I don't eat no Subway.
I ain't never heard
you. You ain't never heard me say shit about no Subway. That mean I'm hungry for some bread. I ain't had no carbs today. I had half of a sweet potato.
How do you
I gotta
live
go.
Like that?
I gotta go. I'm starving. I had no two carbs? Protein shakes. I had two protein shakes, a salad, two wings, and a half of a sweet potato. That's all I've had today. I want some food.
That means it's time to be well. It's time to be loved. Oh, it is time to help you be the best you that you can be. We're going to kick it off with our Be Well Wellness segment, where we're going to inhale the good shit and we're going to exhale the bullshit. And we are going to talk about Venus retrograde today.
Oh, what's that one? I don't need no new retrogrades. We already got Mercury's ass.
This is a different one. So I think it's supposed to happen between December 19th and January 29th. 40 days and 40 nights. I guess with the Venus retrograde, it slows its rotation because it doesn't rotate the same way as Earth. Mm-hmm. It rotates the opposite way. So it doesn't really go backwards like how Mercury retrograde does. It just slows down.
Okay.
So we feel it because the Earth is moving faster than Venus.
Okay. That's so it doesn't go the other way. It just slows down.
Yeah, because it always goes the opposite way. It always rotates the opposite way.
Okay.
Apparently. But it slows down. So, and we're moving faster mm-hmm. than Venus. So Aisha looks so confused. I'm a science girl.
It's okay. But I was about to say, that's my science comprehension face.
Yeah. So we're going to feel the effects of Venus. Now, Venus is the planet of love and beauty. It rules over our passions, our relationships, our like creativity, pleasure, art, and money.
That's too much going on.
Mm-hmm. And it influences everything. How we socialize.
All of those areas are mess in my home. As for me in my house, all of those things are a mess right now. So
she's like, I don't know what to tell you.
Every category.
So, what you can expect during this retrograde it can bring a new perspective and way of dealing with your relationships and money. It makes you... if your relationship is on the path of breaking up, y'all probably gonna break up. I didn't make it.
Thanks, Tyra.
But if it's... you know, on a good plan to prosper, mm-hmm. I should about to have an attack. You all right, sis? Take some swigs of water.
It's out of here.
It is a little toasty. My ears are warm.
My face warm.
It is warm. It's never really warm in here. That's so weird. But if your relationship is like on the prospering end, then it's bound to prosper. I don't know what the hell it's going to do with people who are not doing nothing, mm-hmm. but maybe it'll bring somebody around. Mm. I don't know. Yeah, I know. So let me give you some tips on what to do during this time.
She didn't tell me I'm going to break up. I don't need no tips.
I didn't tell her that. I just said... It might, or if it's prospering, it'll prosper.
It's not. I just told you that. It's in shambles.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all? Okay, so the first thing that you can do is reconnect with yourself and focus on your self-care. So, this is, I know where your mind went. And yes, sis. Yes. Make sure she's charged tonight, okay?
I'm gonna be stressed out.
Just make sure it's charged tonight, all right? Mm-hmm. It's fine. Take a bath. If you would normally take a bath, stay in there a few minutes longer. Get a massage. Mm-hmm. If you normally get a massage, maybe instead of doing a 60-minute, do a 90-minute, mm-hmm. you know? Sleep in an extra hour. Mm. Do some yoga or meditation. Mm-hmm. This is the time to, you know, your body is a temple. Mm-hmm. It's your time to do those types of things. Mm-hmm. To reconnect with yourself. Just give yourself a break. You know, I know it's hard to break during the holidays times, but slow down.
The second thing you can do is make amends with your past. Mm. So, if an old flame or a friend tries to, like, reconnect with you this time, don't ignore them.
Shit.
Let me get to what I'm saying. I didn't say reconcile in that way.
I'm rolling my eyes this whole segment. Come on.
I'm saying that it could lead to healing if you have a connection with somebody that needs to be repaired. Or if you need to heal from that, that may be time to have a conversation. Move forward. Yeah. But it's your time to heal from that old friendship or that old relationship. Aisha, why are you looking at me? I'm not a fan. I don't spin the block. So, yeah, no, I'm not a fan of reconnecting with old flames. I don't do that. I'm a one and done type of girl. So, however, this if you need to heal from an old relationship, this might be the time to do that. Okay. The third thing you can do is trust your intuition because it's going to be heightened. It's going to feel like a sixth sense. So if it tells you the situation is not right, then it ain't right. Aisha, don't go hard at that, okay?
You're going to be all right.
It's gonna be
you ain't
okay.
going to fall out the seat, are you?
I'm going to pour me another drink.
But yes, your intuition is going to be on point during this time.
When is this time frame
December
again?
19th to January 29th.
Okay.
Well, they did say there is like a pre-Venus retrograde. You may start to feel it a little bit early. And then the last thing that you can do is be mindful of overspending. This is to me. I know it's the holidays time. It's Christmas time and you're buying all these gifts. So that's kind of hard to do. But try to stay within your budget.
For sure.
Or at the very least,
too late.
Keep receipts.
Everything going back.
Because during this time, buyer's remorse is real. You're going to feel guilty. Because baby girl, I've been over here been spending. Okay. If I see it on Amazon, I'm like, cart.
I have so much stuff in my cart.
I have so many packages coming. I don't even keep track. I just came home. There was a package. I didn't even know what was inside it.
I don't usually do a lot of Black Friday shopping. However, I think I'm going to do some shopping when I get home tonight because I've been
seeing I got a few I need to look at.
I need to buy some clothes.
I need some clothes jeans.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
Because bitches must have got thicker again because I can't fit none of my jeans.
Yeah, buy some clothes. Clothes are good. That's not a buyer's remorse. No.
It is when you spend money on homeless other shit.
I mean, yeah.
I
do. But
why did you write this segment today?
Because.
She said, why did you write this?
Literally none of this applies to me. So
I'm like, it all applies to me and I'm stressed out. You stress me out. We talked about my anxiety before I came over here and here you go.
I was just giving you shit about to get weird. So I was trying to give you tips on what to do because it's about to get weird.
Yeah, I need to write that.
A Venus retrograde. This is the time to figure out.
I need to put that on my calendar so when shit starts to act weird. I know.
Write that out so we can put it on the blog when we have one again.
Okay. If you have time too, this is a good time to look at your birth chart and figure out what your Venus sign is. Hmm. It could help you, really understand why you move the way that you do it during love. I'm a Gemini.
You said doing love?
Yeah, with love.
Oh, with love. Okay.
Yeah. My Venus is in Gemini, so that's why I'm all over the place. Yeah.
So you said find out what did you say again?
Birth charts and Venus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what your Venus sign is. And that is how you do relationships and love and stuff like that. So yeah, mine is a Gemini.
That's good.
That's why I'm a little chaotic.
I have mine. Now you made me want to see what this is.
Mine is all over the place, so...
My Venus? No such thing. My Venus is in Taurus.
Oh, Taurus are good lovers.
Yeah.
I like Taurus. They're good lovers. They're not chaotic. Unless you're Chris Brown. So then never mind. You might be.
The stress. The stress.
Yeah, might the stress. Be. Jenny, are you looking for yours?
I am. I'm curious. Mine is Libra.
Oh.
You know, I don't know much about Libras because I think
Libras stress me out. It depends on.
So what does that mean? Like, if it's like your Venus sign is Libra, then that, like, what does that mean? Or whatever your sign is, it's like.
I'm going to read this. Okay. Venus in Libra. Let's see what this says. Venus in Libra makes someone a true romantic to their core. They thrive in relationships and are often looking for their mirror image or a perfect partner. People with this placement crave balance, peace, and being surrounded by beauty. They will strive to keep the peace and establish harmony wherever they go. However, in order to not cause friction, they can at times nonchalantly go with the flow or opt for codependency rather than standing up for themselves. They have an easy time connecting with many people as they tend to be extremely flirtatious, charming, and social. This is a lucky placement for Venus and can spread her blessings very easily.
What may I say?
Venus and Taurus. Venus and Taurus is one of the most physical and sensual places for her to be.
Facts.
People with their placements are romantic to their core. They desire security, stability, and comfort in relationships and often take a very slow pace in getting to know someone. Courtship can be especially important in order to take time opening up to one another. Ooh, I miss you. Affection, as well as giving and receiving gifts, often becomes extremely crucial to the development and maintenance of the rapport between them and others. Or the rapport, sorry, I don't know how to read. Spoiling others and being lavishly spoiled are a part of their love language. Yes. This is one of the luckiest places for someone to have a Venus, as she is the natural ruler of Taurus and thus can share her greatest blessings most easily. All right, let's read mine. Venus in Gemini causes a person to place communication as a top priority in relationships. That desire for mental and intellectual connection brings a desire to articulate and discuss ideas, feelings, and plans. Writing, speaking, and communication can come especially easy to them, often leading them to be very charming and social. Mm-hmm. People who harbor this placement prefer variety and spontaneity in their romantic lives. They tend to be very curious about others and the world, and may even be prone to pursuing many different romantic options at a time.
Well, once you look at that,
the ideal partner for them is someone who nourishes their mind and aids them in being more adventurous.
Exhibit That's A. Hilarious. Exhibit A of what we just talked about.
Yes. So tap into your Venus, find out what it is on your birth chart. You know,
that is
the stress. Woo.
All right.
The stress.
Well, good luck. Feels like Hunger Games.
Now you got me wondering. I'll have to go. You'll have to send me that link. Oh, he is in Pisces.
Yeah, put that link.
You send me that link
that you use. Oh, I got
homie's birth chart.
I almost said something.
Oh, I know about them Pisces.
They manipulative. They are. They really are. They are a little neurotic. Erratic. They are.
I'm just gonna nod and agree.
Yeah, they are lovers. They are lovers, but they are manipulative lovers. Girl, I can do this all day. Okay.
You have to send me that link.
Yeah, I will. Okay, how are you gonna tell us to be loved?
You know, I don't know how y'all gonna be loved right now. I'm trying to figure that out my damn self. Damn. This is when I don't like to have this segment. It's when I'm going through some relationship shit. But you know what that means? Mm-hmm. That means we're going to focus on self-love this week.
Hey, that's all right. That is all right.
That's exactly what that means. But I wanted to give a different spin to it this week and just talk about investing in yourself as a form of self-love and self-care. Mm-hmm. So in what different ways do you invest in yourself, would you say?
I buy myself a lot of nice things that I like.
Okay.
I get massages because I like those. Mm-hmm. Lots of sleep. Lots of naps. Lots of sleep.
Sleep, naps, and sleep.
I eat things that I like. I water my plants a lot. It's
very important. Very important.
I could go on and on.
Oh my gosh. How about you?
So I would say I take time to be alone to recharge.
Do you?
I do. I need a lot of it.
Take time. That's your primary time.
Stop. I go to the gym. You know, I work out. I let, you know, some steam off. And just, I think I've evolved to being this way, but really just slowing down and not, not requiring things to be like perfect or to be like set in a certain way, and just kind of being a little bit more like with the flow. And I think for me, that's allowed me to just, to show myself grace more and just, you know, kind of pouring back into myself and knowing that I don't have to be like this perfect person or do things, quote unquote, like by the book, you know, that I can loosen up some.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that, you know, I feed myself good food. good, you know, I buy stuff for myself, like Tyra said, when I, you know, when I want. So, you know, I just do what I want when
that's
I want.
It. I'm so, with Jenny.
Basically.
You know, I do what I want when I want. You know. That's it.
My boo Russ has a good song, and he says that in it. Should listen to it.
No.
Don't look at me like that. She's about to say something.
Nope.
Okay, well, good, because all of those are different ways that
what
you can.
You? What do you do? Oh, yeah, you didn't say how you invest in yourself.
Yeah, I'm catching on now.
Jenny went on it today. Jenny
right.
We need to know.
Goodness gracious! Well, y'all know I get facials and massages.
Oh, love those.
I work out regularly. I just signed up for a trainer again. So I'm always trying to invest in myself, fitness and health wise.
I do a lot of other things. Sorry, I journal. I take care of my plants. I have like 8 plant babies right now. That's been
8.
I do.
Them and there's the same plants I was talking about.
Not those plants.
Yeah, I know. It just made me think about, because I've been having them. I think I got like the first set like in May, so I've been kind of collecting them over here, and they make me feel really nice to see them grow and take care of them. I had to shout them out.
Listen, yes. Shout out to plant babies.
You know, I am really into reading. I read a lot. I don't think people know that about me. I have so many books. I have tons of books.
Do you?
I do. I love to read. So I try to you know, too. Just feed my mind. I'm always in search or knowledge of something. Like if I want to learn something, the biggest thing is buying a book.
I was going to say, I try to learn like new things. I'm not going to tell you what I told the girls earlier related to me learning, but I try to invest in my education. make sure I'm staying up with the trends. Definitely like intellectual investment. Mm-hmm. Like if there's new like topics I haven't heard of or just different things, especially if it's about understanding and knowing people better, love reading on that. But there was a different thing I was about to say. Shoot. Oh, or even just like learning new skills. I'm really about to take a clay class. Like that's really about to be my jam.
Clay class.
Yes.
I've always wanted. I mean, I feel like I've done it like as a child, but
that sounds
that
fun.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Mm-hmm. Or like when I'm like stressed out or anxious, just sit and make something with my hands. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a dirty person. Like I don't like to have like things on my hands. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. But the whole concept feels appropriate. So we'll see. So those are a few things.
I like that.
But ultimately, investing in yourself should do a few things. It should remind you to put yourself first.
Mm-hmm. Always.
It should promote better sleep. It should make you more productive in life, like day-to-day life. And you should have less stress in your life. And so I think some other things that we don't tend to think about are even like things that we could take off of our plates.
Yes.
And those are self-investments.
Things you can take off of your plate.
Yeah. You know, instead of like adding to it. You already have a lot going on.
Right.
We always do that.
Yeah.
You know, I know sometimes it's hard for a lot of people to. Yeah, it's hard for people to take stuff off.
They just don't know how.
It's easier to add, I feel like, for some people
than
understand.
Take
off.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Y'all are so crazy. It's just so much shade. And that's why I'm about to wrap my segment up, because it's shady. So, yes, taking things off of your plate. And it can be as a monetary investment. Mm-hmm. These are things that I'm probably going to try to do next year, because homegirl just does not have the time, the energy, or the space. Like, she's done. So, like, I need someone to come to my house and put my laundry away. I'm paying for that shit.
Absolutely.
I'm done with it. It's over. Absolutely. I'm paying for that.
Absolutely.
Grocery shopping. I have not grocery shopped. Mm-hmm. I've probably grocery shopped I can count on one hand all year.
Mm-hmm. I keep telling myself I need to get there.
It's the easiest thing I've done in life. It costs mm-hmm. It don't even cost $5. Once you buy all your groceries, they take it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
But that's just investing the time to plan your meals. Put all your groceries in. Yeah. Tell them what they can substitute and what you don't want them to. So that's investment in time, Andrea, and figuring that out, getting comfortable with it and things like that. But those are 2 hours of my life that I can have back.
Mm-hmm.
So that, what are other things I thought about?
Really
organizing your home. Like, I am not the most organized person, and I can keep things that are unnecessary. So I'm thinking of having someone come in my home and just assessing.
I want to do. Oh, I just bought some stuff to organize my linen closet. Yeah. I cannot wait to organize baby's closet. Like, the ideas. The ideas I have. I cannot wait.
I feel like for me, I've been thinking about when it comes to organization, but I guess you probably are basically talking about this, but I feel like I don't have a whole lot of space, and I'm trying to figure out how to
best utilize the space.
I feel like I don't have a lot of stuff, but I feel like there's things that I can take away so it doesn't feel as crowded and just better, have better use of my space.
Yeah.
So that's something that I'm trying to.
I would love that. Utilizing your space. Oh, I'm into that.
I need to do some I need to throw some stuff away for. I've been working on it though. When it comes to closet, closets and just stuff. Like, I don't want stuff just tucked away.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Empty boxes and shit.
Because I feel them there and it makes me anxious because I know that they're there.
Yeah.
So those are a few other ways that anything that just saves you time and energy
is so
that you can outsource or have somebody else do.
I am all about it.
Or help you figure out, just pay the money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get it done. Don't stress about, now I got to make time and spend all these hours figuring out how to do this. Mm-hmm. No. Someone else knows how to do that shit already. Pay them, do it, and go to bed. Mm-hmm. I just wanted y'all to know that is the ultimate form of self-love. So if you are contemplating investing in yourself in any of these ways that we talked about, now's your time to do it. If not this month, then definitely in our upcoming new year.
So I know that y'all, talk about me and all of my calendars and things that I have. But, if you are not wanting to... if you can't afford it, or if it's just not in your budget to pay for certain things, one thing that I've invested in, which I need to get a new dry erase board because it broke and failed. But I feel like for me, just getting things that you can put in your house to even remind you to do those things. Because I feel oftentimes it's not at our forefront because we have so many other things that we're doing.
Yeah.
And so by the time that you think about to do these things, it's Sunday night and you have work tomorrow. Yeah. And so just having a schedule of certain days that you do, I don't know, you're cleaning or whatever, or you're shopping, just carving out time for those things. So if you, for some reason can't pay for it, or you, for whatever, reason, you don't want to have somebody in your house and stuff like that, just making sure that you are sitting down to carve that time out to think about what can I do to make life easier for myself.
Yeah.
So, cause I mean, I feel like
I'm unable. it's above me now. Above me.
Oh, it's just because it's just life. Life is just a lot, and a lot happens. And so, just finding the easiest ways to get things done is just so easier on you. It helps you prioritize you more. It's just so important. And I think that, I don't know, I feel like when we talk about prioritizing yourself, or when people talk about it in general, I think that some people
don't know what that looks like.
Don't know what it looks like, or they think it's just foo foo. But it's
prioritize me. I have so
What does
other
that even
things.
Look like? Yeah. And it's just prioritizing you will allow other things to be so much easier.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's exactly what I was thinking about, because when I post about going to get a massage or just any other random thing, and there's so many women that are like, oh, I wish I can go and do that regularly. But like, why not? Like, just go do just it. Go. You don't have to go to. Let me not say that. But you can go wherever you want to go. Like,
go wherever you're choosing.
Where you can.
They do massages
for like $35 for like an hour.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they are good.
That's so taking the time to research and like figure out, you
know, what works for you.
Yeah. And I just don't think people are taking the time to do that. They just assume like, oh, well, that's not something that I do. That's something that people with time, with money,
time and money do. And
you
it's
know,
like,
and it's like,
have you looked at it? That's just like waxing. That was the best.
Oh, ooh, that's something thing. That I invested this year. I can't go back.
I can't go. No. I can't believe I lasted all them years.
No.
Hurting. The way I was before waxing, like, and I'll spend that, and I gotta come back for 4 weeks, and I'm good.
After
shit.
I drop this baby, I think I'm going laser hair removal. I think I'm going.
I've
all
thought about
the way.
That.
I think
I went to one session on my armpits and never went back.
I don't need my armpits.
Well, I was getting something else, and armpits came in. It cost the
I've
same amount.
I definitely thought about that. Like,
it
I know
hurts
somebody,
so bad.
Are you sensitive to pain?
No, I have tats.
Okay.
My tats didn't hurt. Only one of my tats hurt.
Okay.
That shit though, I was sweating. I got off the bed and the bed was wet.
Maybe it's your under. Maybe I don't know. Because I've heard that it feels like. Does
if
it feel
my
like rubber
arms?
Does it
feel
like rubber bands?
No, hell fucking okay. No. I heard that too. It was like they were shocking me.
Mm. Well, I'll let you know. I'll get back to you.
And
I,
you think I'm a guilt. You go get your coochie shot.
Yeah,
you let me know how that feels.
I would sit through something like that not to have to worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't do it. You don't just go one time.
Yeah, you got to go several.
No, I know. It's like once you, like, you go so many sessions, but after that, you might just need to pluck yourself. But once you make it through those sessions, you're right.
Yeah.
Or at least that's how I heard that it was done. I think it's like maybe 7 or 8 sessions.
Yep.
And again, an investment. An investment.
Whatever it takes to prioritize you.
Whatever it takes to prioritize you, makes you feel good, gets you some time back. Like, I want you to think about all the things that cause you stress or that were areas where you have less time in life and think about what can you do about it? How can you make that better? Who else can do that for you? That's what I want y'all to do for next year.
Love it.
That's good. I think over the years and even this year, if I would leave the year with something, it would be just to prioritize you like that. It, I don't know. It just means so much. Like, it just helps you feel better. Yeah. Like, you know, it helps other areas of your life feel better. It helps improve your relationships, keeps you level headed. So it's just so important. So make sure y'all remember everything that, you know, our lovely Aisha has mentioned.
Lovely Aisha.
Don't know how to slow down Rose.
Oh, here we go. We're on that note. Gonna shimmy on down to
Jimmy. I feel like your segment was a perfect, you know, shimmy down to being you. Just because I think that, like, you know, it is important to prioritize you. And I think by doing so, and I know that this is something that I feel like I've done better at, but I want to talk about, you know, it's almost Christmas time. Yay. And, you know, we think about other people when it comes to buying gifts and things like that. But I want to talk about gifts that you can buy for yourself this year that would help you feel better for you, and things that, you know, will help you just be a better you as you move forward for the rest of the month and then moving into the new year.
Yeah.
So I know, you know, just from, you know, all of our, what we've been talking about this segment, or just knowing who you're all, like, you know, y'all are comfortable with buying stuff for yourself, right? So like, when it comes to like buying things, is there like certain things that like you will say, okay, this is something that I'm always gonna buy for me? Or is there like certain things that you typically, I don't know, buy that helps you feel like, I don't know, I guess help improve like your energy, your mood, just, you know, help you feel better about yourself? Or like certain things that, like, you know, you just gotta have.
I was gonna say food, but let me.
Oh my God, I was too.
Because I do think that people shop grocery wise very differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
I don't shop just to eat. I am making meals.
Okay.
and cuisine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, and it's going to be good, and it's going to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I got some people to be like, I can't believe you went in there. Mm-hmm. You don't even know how much it costs because you've never bought it.
But, and that's the thing. Like, food, as they say, you know, I mean, I know we're not talking about weight, but when it comes to, like, losing weight, it's like 80% of,
yeah,
you know,
your diet.
Part of it. Yeah, a part of your diet. So it's like food affects your energy, affects your mood.
Yeah.
You know, so it's so, I mean, I think that people, I'm like, oh, you're going to spend that much money on this? Like,
on,
you know,
groceries?
But it's like, yeah, but it's going to help me feel better. And in the long run. So it's like, it's an investment.
So I'm like, I'll spend a little more because I'm going to feel a lot better. So I really do take, that's like one of my favorite things to do every other week, is sitting down and being like, what are we eating next week, and you know, what new things are we gonna try, or what just came out, and all that kind of stuff, especially like the non-dairy things and all that kind of stuff. So that's definitely one of them.
How do you find,
that's a good one,
because like the new meals, like
on Instagram. Okay, Instagram and Pinterest. And then I have like Pinterest boards for them, and then I have like my save folders, I guess, on Instagram for like meals and stuff. And then I'll just go back to some of those same pages and just get more inspiration or find like new brands to follow and stuff like that, or see if they're at my store.
That's a good one, because that I feel like, you know, we've had conversations about cooking and grocery shopping, but I definitely feel like over the year I've just kind of jumped off the ledge when it comes to like just trying new meals to cook and not like overthinking it. But I feel like it's just become like a whole experience for me. Like, you know, I recently had bought, like, I get super excited when it comes to like kitchenware. Like, I recently bought like a new knife set.
Nice.
And so, you know, I'll set, you know, I'll get my iPad up and put on a, you know, show, and then I'm just like, it's a whole experience. So I think, you know, just knowing that, okay, I have the capability to, you know, create something like this and to nourish myself, like, I don't know, it just feels good.
No, now that you say that, I do need like all new cookware. So that's probably one of them too.
Okay.
What about you, Tyra?
Clothes. Loaded by myself. Clothes. Bags. My handbag, girl. Shoes. Makeup. Any type of appliance that just makes life easier. I don't know. I just bought a patio installation kit.
Patio installation kit?
Yeah, because you know my space is like open and you get a cold draft. So, you know.
Like, what is it? Like, what does it do?
It like keeps the heat in. Instead of letting the cold, in the winter times, instead of letting the cold come in. Yeah, I'm about to do this when y'all leave.
Oh my God. So wait, is it like a... Like you, it's put
like a shield,
like a wall,
yeah, it's like
or
a
something.
Shield,
okay,
over your whole patio, and you blow dry, and it seals, and I'm gonna leave it up all winter. I know
that's some Keisha shit too. Keisha buy gadgets all the time.
I love gadgets. I love things. I don't know.
I do too. Like I'm, do. Yeah.
I
love
also
like
was cussing. Like, oh, here go this independent woman shit. So I'm really overrated at this point.
Oh my God.
I'm really overdoing things for myself. I am. I don't want to pump my own gas anymore.
Oh my God.
Don't want to get oil changes.
I don't want to go to the car dealer anymore. It's so ghetto. And they always tell me something just atrocious.
Like, I don't get me wrong. I do regular maintenance on my car. But what I'm saying is, I don't want to do it. I want somebody else to do it. I don't want to take out my trash. I don't want to.
That's a whole different topic. Don't get me started, because I will give the list of things that I prefer not to do more.
I don't want to do a lot of things.
And I'll give the list of things that you will never have to worry about if you act right.
Well.
Oh, let me see. For me.
Oh, like, I'm a cold. Trips. Okay.
She got some mo.
Trips. Prior to being pregnant, was always gone. That ain't gonna stop once you get here. But what I'm saying is, I love, there'd be so many things I'd be like, oh, I should probably handle that. Nope, I'm gonna buy a trip with it. And that's my problem.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
Okay.
I don't do enough of that. That's something that I do want to do more of in 2022.
Where we going? We have to plan.
Where do you want
to
go?
I want to go somewhere warm.
Same. I need a
somewhere,
beach.
Yeah. Well, I want to go like somewhere warm outside of the country.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to like be on like an island, not necessarily an island, but on a
she trip.
Yeah,
ooh. That would be nice.
That would be fun.
Put that on the agenda.
I'll put that on right. the agenda. She trip.
Add that.
But I like to like when it comes to like books or like house care stuff. So I love candles.
Yeah,
like candles or any like incense smell good stuff. Like I love to just like set
set the tone in my apartment.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other things that I like. When it comes to like smell good stuff, like mm-hmm. different like stress relief stuff, you know,
aromatherapy.
Yeah,
things.
Aromatherapy, or like when it comes to like essential oils or like an oil diffuser. So anything that would like make my apartment like more relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. Skincare. Don't send me in no store. I'm a skincare semi-junkie now. Mm-hmm. I've tried to only, like, stick with what I'm sticking to.
Yeah.
Before I, like, introduce mm-hmm. anything new.
I'm going to need to get with you about some stuff.
Okay, sis.
I need to, like, set a skincare
routine.
Skincare routine. So okay. I don't have one. I need one. So, yeah. But yeah, so I think it's just so important that, you know, like you take time to buy yourself some stuff. And mm-hmm. it doesn't even have to be things that are like super expensive or like you don't have to say, okay, well, I don't have the money for that. Like think about things that you like that may not be that expensive, or like Tyra said, trips, if it's an experience that you, you know, like I think that's just as important as like material things too. So just being able to, you know, look back and have those memories. But I have a small
Nashville. Merry Christmas.
What a time.
I have kind of like a little short list of things that I think are really stop. It's not that long.
Aisha, let it go.
Right.
I thought you had no points.
It's not points. It's numbers. Very sure. We're gonna run through them. But I don't want to make any assumptions that everybody liked to journal. However, I think, yeah, in my opinion, everybody should own a journal.
In a good journal. Yes.
Like I feel like
a blank journal, like, a guided journal.
Yeah. However, yes. And just find a way for you to just like to write anything out. So it can be any kind of journal. But I think that, you know, or at least for me, it's been very. It's been something that's been big for me when it comes to like, you know, just being less anxious, less worried, you know, just prioritizing myself and just being able to spend time with myself and just with my thoughts. So journal, I've also purchased like subscriptions to like self-care apps, or they even have like certain boxes. So like if you're interested in like face care, or if you're interested in like reading or like plants, like they have really like a subscription box for anything. And so maybe investing in something like that, which like, you know, every month you get like a little gift for yourself. So that's something nice. I'm a big fan of like, you know, feeling like I'm living in luxury when I'm at home. And so I think you should have some type of like slippers to put your feet in, like a nice robe that you can walk around the house in. I would also say like an oil diffuser, or one thing that I've seen that I want to purchase is an incense burner. I don't know if y'all seen one.
The one that like holds it?
Yeah, it's like a, and it looks like a little like triangle, like the incense.
Yeah.
And you put them in there and then it like, like you don't have to light it on fire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think, at least I don't think you do, but it basically like the little incense like burner, like it sits in this thing and like, I'm not really describing it well, but everything that I'm talking about, you can like look it up on Amazon just in case you want like to look these things up. And they have some really nice ones on Amazon because I'm thinking about buying one. But if you want to get an oil diffuser, and I even seen one oil diffuser, they have a stand where like if you have like your bottles, you can put them at the bottom and then you can put your oil diffuser at the top. So that was really neat to have. So something like that. I'm like I said, I like to collect books, and just a few books that I've liked, I have enjoyed over the years that I felt like were really helpful with me just prioritizing myself more are The Four Agreements, Atomic Habits, this book called You Do You, and The Alchemist. I would say those are my favorite four books that I've read that I felt like I would recommend to anybody. Something that I've always, or I also have thought about purchasing is like a fidget ring. Like if you experience anxiety, it's something that you can kind of like fidget with and like keep with you. Like when you, you know, if you're out and about and you're just experiencing like certain emotions, you can kind of use that to help relax you. And the last two is like a face steamer, which it kind of goes hand in hand with the subscription box if you're thinking about getting it. And then lastly, a planner. I think, you know, everyone should own some type of calendar planner, just so you can prioritize yourself more, like Aisha was talking about, and having those certain dates where you, you know what and when you're doing what. So, yeah, so... you know, whatever works for you, those are just some things that I felt like, you know, are good gifts that you can give to yourself that will kind of help you feel, you know, good.
I like them.
I did too.
Oh, yeah.
I need those. I need some new luggage. I need bigger luggage. I want the hard luggage. Sierra's like, I don't know how you packing that bag. That bag's so small.
I say the same thing.
That's why I had two of them.
I wonder the same thing. Jenny, you gonna wrap us up with a she-spiration?
Yes, I am. So, the she-spiration that I'm gonna leave you all with is to remember that it is never too late to start over or to start again. Start when you're scared, start without having all the answers, and start even if you didn't, even if it didn't go as planned the first time. The only thing that can be worse than failing at something is not giving your the opportunity to try.
Facts. Be facts.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed our last full episode of 2021.
How did we get here?
Listen.
Already? Oh my God.
They're going to ask y'all that again on the mini.
Yeah probably.
How did we get here?
And I'm going to ask in January, how did we get in 2022?
Facts. Wonder what that year is going to look like. Guess maybe we'll make some predictions.
Yeah, we can make some.
That'll be fine.
2022 predictions. I'm into that. I'm into that. Somebody remember we said this.
Okay, I'll write it down.
All right, so this episode we talked about gaslighting and breadcrumbing. We talked about Venus retrograde. Be careful out there. We talked about how you can invest in yourself. And Jenny added to invest in ourselves by letting us know what we can buy ourselves for Christmas. So you can always catch us on our handles at shenanigans_pod. That's Twitter and Instagram. You know, tell a friend, tag a friend, let them know your girl's last episode.
Right.
Your girl,
let them know.
Your girl's last full episode is this one, you know? And with that said, we will see y'all in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye. Jenny about to put her coat on so fast. I can't even hit stop. So